It's a Monday, so we go directly to the grand poobah of the North Bay Business Journal, Brad Bollinger. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning. Good morning, Pat and Larry. I've been called a lot of things, but grand poobah, not very often.
I think it's going to stick. You better watch out. I have to tell you that when I first heard wind of the story about the Kozlowski family selling, possibly selling their farm, I was in a state of shock and anxiety because, you know, the whole notion of the Kozlowskis leaving Sonoma County was just too much to bear. But that's not really the story, is it?
Well, you know, this is a quintessential West County and very revered company, and you know, they have to do what they have to do to keep the business going. So, you know, it's just a difficult decision, but I'm sure one they've taken not lightly.
Brad, I think it's like every other day that I tell one of my kids, snitches get stitches, man. Snitches get stitches. Is there going to be pot people selling other pot people out?
Well, I think there's, you know, it seems unlikely, but actually the, you know, the people who, people want to legitimize the business, right? That's the whole point. And otherwise you have this thing in the shadows all the time, and there's a lot of cash transactions and crime and everything else related to it. Plus, you can't, legitimate businesses can't compete if there's an underground economy, which is, you know, what you know, copyright violations and trademark violations and knockoffs, and that's what that's all about. So the more legitimate you can make it, the better. You know, would somebody, you know, say, hey, my neighbor, you know, doesn't have their permit? Who knows? But you want to create an atmosphere where everybody wants to come forward, so it's a viable, strong, and legal business.
I have to say that one of the stories that the North Bay Business Journal is working on and actually is already out that kind of surprised me was not really that Santa Rosa was once again in the top 20 of hot real estate markets, but that Vallejo was number one.
You know, it's one of the few affordable places left in the Bay Area, and you can access the Bay Area very quickly.
That's true.
You know, and Sacramento as well. So it's affordable relative to, you know, the coastal markets. And, you know, it was number three in January. It's number one in February, this list of the hottest real estate markets. Santa Rosa is still in there at, I think, 19.
Right.
But, you know, it's just Solano is, you know, of course, you got Travis there, which is a huge economic driver, but it's a logistical hub because of 80 running through there.
Right.
We've got big distributors and, you know, again, an affordable, relatively affordable market.
Well, what do you think, Brad, are the local stories that we should be watching out for this week?
Well, thank you for asking. I want to mention for all of our wine friends out there that we have set our annual wine industry conference for April 28th, and our keynote is Antonio Galani, who's a widely known international wine critic, and he's going to moderate, at least currently planned, he's going to moderate a panel that includes you know, wine thought leaders like Tom Klein from Rodney Strong, Emma Swain from Saint-Supré, and Andy Beckstoffer, the Napa grower, is very well known and regarded. So April 28th is that. And then I just also want to mention this week on Thursday down at San Rafael, NBC Suites, we have a group of, they're going to talk about keeping the brand promise, including Kevin Cleary from Clif Bar. So, you know, we're trying to provide quality information and networking and meeting opportunities for the business community. So that's my commercial for this week.
Okay, Brad, sounds good.
Okay.
Well, thanks as always for checking in with us on this Monday morning. We'll be sure to take a look at the North Bay Business Journal and have a great day.
You too. Have a great week.
That's Brad Bollinger.